Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Whoa!
Pub 1080.
Brian Bulaga. Brian Bulaga.
Portrait mode is clutch.
It's hard when it's that wet.
You are?
Because it's thick in your throat.
So simple, it just might work.
Blip, blip.
Thinking about Big's chicken.
Again with the chicken. That's not a good movie, but
I liked it.
Did you, Little Miss Sunshine?
Mm-hmm.
But
What's his nuts?
Why am I drawing a blank on him?
The old guy, Alan Arkin.
Yeah, Alan Arkin. He's great in that movie.
Colorado Rockies?
That's where the, again with the chicken? That's where that comes from.
All right. Club 1080 is here.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you about this before we launch into whatever it is that we're going to launch
sexual
into.
Sexual harassment talk?
Yeah, well, this kind of goes along those lines a little bit.
Who'd you grab?
I didn't grab anyone, but I had something that just bewildered me, and I want to see if this has ever happened to you. So I'm at the Foo Fighters concert last night with the kiddos, and we're sitting in some good seats that we were able to buy off of a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't on the floor, but we were in the front row off the floor. So we're really close to the stage, but not in the floor seats.
I know what you mean.
If that
you're
makes
kind
any
of
sense.
On the side.
Kind of on the side, right
but
by
your
the
front row.
Yeah, right by the speaker, so I can't hear a damn thing today.
Right. That's a good spot though.
It is. You know what? I think it's better than being on the floor myself because you
yeah, because you're up a little bit.
You're up a little bit, you can see, and you're not getting slammed into by everybody.
You're not getting sweat poured upon you.
Yes. Although we had several beers spilled on us from people on the floor throwing the beers.
Wow,
yeah.
Throwing them up?
Well, they were holding beers while rocking,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a good recipe for keeping the beer in the glass. So there was a lot of splashback. I feel like I was at a Gallagher show. A lot of beer coming my way.
You have your poncho?
No, but my boots have a real earthy, beery IPA smell about them today. So I'm going to have to go ahead and try to clean those. So we assume our seats right as the opening act is finishing up. So we're sitting down there, minding my own business, and I was like, hey, this is great. There's no one around us. I was like, maybe we'll have some space. Well, no, the thing starts to fill up, and then I realize, okay, we're probably not gonna have any empty seats by us. And then I see these two people come strolling in. And I'm gonna see if I can best describe this guy. He was about 5'5", probably 260.
Whoa.
Unkept, smelled a little bit, and he was wearing a camouflage Supreme hat.
Supreme, what does that mean?
You know that the Supreme's like one of the...
the Supremes, the group?
No, it's like it's a label where they like... it's a company that takes existing products and then they just throw Supreme on them, and then they're supposed to be worth a lot of money.
Okay, never heard of it.
So he's unkempt because he spent all his money on that hat.
It was weird because I'm sure that hat cost him $250. The rest of his outfit, 8 cents.
Are you kidding?
Yo, this stuff's really expensive. So he comes walking down, and then with him, 5'10", probably half Asian, half black, wearing leather booty shorts, high heels, smoke show.
Escort.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Hooker.
Yeah.
It's so...
Instantly, that's yeah. I mean, that's the answer to
your
question.
Are you looking for an explanation here? Well, you don't even need to continue.
They sit down next to us, and immediately my daughter turns to me. She's sitting next to me and goes, "What?" And we spent the next, I'm going to say, 20 minutes debating what was happening over here. And no, the hooker thing did not.
What?
She didn't look like a hooker.
Well, she was.
She was. There was a classy element to it. She did not appear to be
I'm telling you. She was.
That's what we're going with. You bring an escort to the...
Sure.
If he can afford that hat, he can afford a high-quality escort.
But you bring an escort to a concert?
Sure.
Why?
Why not?
Well, I think that...
Because you don't have any friends.
Yeah,
you
don't have a friend.
Hang out with.
And you don't necessarily just want to sleep with her. You'd like to at the end of the night, but, you know, you got some Foo Fighter tickets. You got two. You're only one person.
You invite the special one to that show.
I can't believe you. So you're paying.
He just wants companionship and sex.
You're paying that much money for her to hang out with you, that much money for the seats. I don't buy it.
You should buy it.
I was trying to strike up a conversation with him to find out what was going on.
What do you mean? What are you going to ask him? Like, why are you with such a hot chick, you troll? I mean, come on, dude. It's obvious what's going on there. And I love that you guys are all just sitting there gossiping about them as they just sit and try to enjoy their show.
Yes, we were. We were.
Your own business.
It was by far the most, before the show started, it was the topic of conversation. And the best part about it is, as we're kind of talking, I see everyone else around us all having the same. I believe that the entire section of 101, row A through row probably F, we're all having the same conversation of what the hell is going on here.
Y'all need to get out more. That's a hooker. And look, it is a golden era of prostitution.
Is it?
It is. A lot more hotter women are finding that the stigma...
Boy, I didn't think escorts rolled like
look,
this.
Look, I'm not saying that it's all on the up and up. I'm just saying that it's not as bad as it used to be in that profession.
Yeah.
And there are really bad parts of it, and it's ugly, and this, that, and the other. But there's also, you know, Julia Roberts out there.
Yeah, the P1 Mohawk is insane. Our company janitor brought a hooker to the company Christmas party last year.
Why do you think this is? I mean, like, I'm shocked that you're shocked by this.
Yeah, this really is crazy. You wouldn't at first assume that.
No, I didn't.
You're so Mormon.
I thought, who buys a hooker to take her to a concert? In my mind, the
somebody
hooker
who
escort
needs...
thing is for one reason and one reason only. Like, it seems kind of a moot point to pay someone to go to a show with you.
No, because you'll read stuff all the time of older guys who just want the companionship. So they basically have like an escort that they go back to over and over. And I've read articles from escorts before where they say, yeah, I've got the same client. We don't ever have sex. We just sit in the bed and
that's
talk.
The thing.
That's what Tiger wanted.
Yeah. I
remember?
Guess, yeah,
Subway?
He just wanted the Subway
sandwiches.
Look,
it's complicated, man.
So I was trying to talk to this guy to kind of get a feel of it. And then I was waiting to see if there was like physical contact between them. Like if they, my first thought was he's just got money, right? He's rich. Like he's loaded. And when I asked him, because I dropped this one, I kind of did the, hey, is this the first time that you've seen these guys? And he said that he was in the concert business. And so my first thought was like, aha.
So is that a no?
Like a no. He says that he travels with bands.
Okay.
And I was like, so maybe a groupie situation happening here. He's got the good seats. But because that's where I got my seats. I bought my seats from a guy that is in the music business. So as I kind of probed, I kind of felt like that was a BS story. I felt like it wasn't holding up.
It's a hooker.
Maybe you're right. But I was looking there. Wouldn't, if it was a hooker, would there be physical interaction? Because there wasn't between the two. It was pretty awkward.
No, there probably wouldn't. I would think there would be less.
Less?
So
it's a hooker.
In public.
Okay.
Very transactional.
Someone said maybe high-class prostitutes give discounts and, like, bonus for concerts, theaters, movie tickets. Like, they give you a break because they get to go do those sorts of things. She seemed very excited to be there, and he did not. She was very much into the concert, and he was very subdued.
Yeah, like, you guys need to go to Vegas more. Like, this is not an uncommon.
No.
I mean, it's just not uncommon. There are a lot of high-end escort places or higher-end escort places that it's not just about, hey, come up to my hotel room, we're gonna do it. You know, it's complicated. It's like Subway sandwiches and, you know,
and Foo Fighter
talking
concerts.
About feelings and food. Yeah, Foo Fighter concerts.
Well, I'll tell you what, when they came walking down the aisle, everyone in that section immediately turned to the person next to them. What? What is happening here? Well, you know what? And I'm kind of happy that I did not immediately go to that. It means that I have not become as jaded as you. That is not my first thought where that went.
Why are you calling me jaded?
Why is that jaded?
That's Jesus.
Jaded. Maybe he was just a nice guy.
Well, nice guys can get hookers too.
Yeah, we didn't say anything
about
him,
man?
Not being nice.
God.
He could be a great guy who had an escort to the Foo Fighters show.
I'm sure
show.
He's a great guy, and she's probably a great gal. It worked for both of them. She makes money. He gets off. What's not to like?
It was a wonderful transaction.
What is your deal?
And we all enjoyed the show.
You're being very churchy. You got to stop with that.
It was good times. It was good time in Section 101 last night. That much I can tell you.
And he did get a lot of attention out of it.
Yes.
And guys like that, too. Like, they want... See, there. That is a good point. That's a great underrated point about throwing the Julia Roberts under your arm. Mm-hmm. It's not just that you're going to get laid and you can't normally do that. You have to pay for it. It's that you are going to show everyone that you're a Mac daddy. Mm. Nobody's going to know that's a hooker. Look at what I landed. And it's and they fool people like you.
Yeah. Now... Is it wise to go that top end? Like, if you want it to be believable, shouldn't he have gone a step or two down so that it was less shocking?
I don't think.
Would you?
I don't think he wants it to be believable.
He didn't care.
He just wants the hottest one he could have.
He's rolling around in the sack with that at the end of the night.
It was well.
He's winning.
It was well played.
God.
What?
That guy won the evening.
Was that so 90s? My winning reference?
90s.
Oh, no, that was 2000.
That was like 3 years ago.
Oh, is that all? Is he still alive, that guy? Charlie Sheen? All right, we got to run. Good stuff coming up next on The Fan.
Accountability and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, since we were talking about prostitution... might as well just go with this story next.
Might as well just dive head first. Thank you guys, by the way, for updating me on apparently how the world works.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. The more you know.
Mike apparently knows a lot about it. Mike was reading articles. He seems very well versed on this topic.
Well, think about it. Like, if a guy throws a hooker under his arm for an evening,
sure.
One, if he pays for it, she ain't going to say, no, I'm not going to the show. It's like you're paying for the time.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times it's more than, as Mike is pointing out, it's more than just, just doing it. That lasts a minute. Now what? Right? It's like you're paying all this money. It's like, let's go to the show. Let's get to know each other. Let's have a few drinks, maybe dancing. You know how it works, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is they're not going to be affectionate because they don't know each other.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, they just met.
They just
it's
met.
Like... We know what's going to happen at the end of the night. I know why I'm here. You know why I'm here.
But let's enjoy the show for
so
a while.
So let's rock out for a little bit. But it's not like they're going to be all,
there
you
were,
know, smushy
were,
face.
There were a lot of beers consumed on their part as well. And they left early.
Not, see, there you go.
Not like super early.
The
but
clock was a ticking.
Yep. He only paid for so many hours.
But they did leave because they played for like 3.5 hours.
They probably were expecting a 2-hour show.
And they left either they left right before the encore or maybe at the start of the encore. So yeah, that that Claudia did that looked out at the watch. Yeah, this 1 o'clock's coming up real soon. All right, mystery solved.
Really wasn't a mystery.
But yeah, it was for
it's
me.
Cute.
I didn't think that way.
So would you like to see your own face in porn?
Boy, now there's a transition. No, I don't think I don't think I would.
So you know that whole deep fake movement that we talked about at one point that's scaring people?
Yeah, so supposedly what you can do now is digitally you can just take like a celebrity's face.
Yes.
Like say you're into like Jennifer Aniston or whatever, and you can take her face and put it on anyone's body and it looks real. And you can, you know, obviously, you know, whatever.
So this week, a company called Naughty America launched a new service that allows you to take your own deep fake clip, your own face, and superimpose it onto the bodies of porn performers. So you can watch yourself, and it... You know, I hate to say this, for show research, I have looked at a few of these, and I can tell you that it looks pretty real.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's, you know, like the crying Jordan meme thing.
Well, when we first did this, this was a while back, who's the gal that plays Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot, or whatever?
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, that lady. So
she is hot.
Yes. So the article that we read, it wasn't a... Well, it was a pornographic clip, but I guess it was pre.
Hello.
Action. So they had like a 30-second clip on there, but it was before the actress had done anything, and it was of the Wonder Woman, the Gal Gadot or whatever, and same sort of thing. You would not know that was a doctored clip.
Hmm.
It looked like she was in the porno, and they said that this was really freaking people out because. You know, if you can do this with this technology and this is the early phases of it, like, what's the next step? Well, apparently we have learned what the next step is.
Yeah, right. This is just a cog in the wheel on its way to death for all of us.
Yeah.
It's artificial intelligence. You know, you start talking about, like, did you watch the Elon Musk, Joe Rogan thing?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
The podcast. Well, I didn't see it all because it was really long, but I saw several clips of it.
I got drunk one night and watched the whole thing.
Isn't it like an hour and a half, 2 hours?
It's 2 hours and 37 minutes.
I bet you I saw a couple, probably 10-minute clips of it.
It must have been fascinating to watch the entire thing.
Well,
he was drunk.
What? Who was drunk?
You said you were drunk.
Well, that usually means shorter attention span.
For sure. I would say that, okay, so Joe Rogan does a podcast.
Yeah.
And he had Elon Musk in for a podcast, which is, I mean, that's a big-ass get, right?
Sure, and they were burning one down.
Yeah, so what made the news was Joe Rogan had a joint, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
A joint, whatever.
Well, no, what do you call it when it's wrapped in tobacco? Come on, kids, help me out.
I know
all this about prostitution, nothing about weed.
I thought it was just a joint.
Yeah, I thought it was just a joint.
Well, anyway, he fires one up.
A doob?
A doob, I don't know.
I don't know.
Gonna roll me a doobie.
And... Elon's sitting there. It's very late in the podcast. Like they've been drinking whiskey. They're pouring whiskey, and talking, and it's really interesting. And then Rogan fires it up, and
People are saying it's a blunt or a spliff.
Spliff. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, kids. So Rogan hands it over to him, thinking he's not going to smoke it. But well, he takes a puff, and it looks like he doesn't even.
No, it looks like he just blows on it.
Yeah, he doesn't even inhale, and it's like this. I don't know. It's nothing. It's nothing. But all you see in the headlines is, Elon Musk is going off the rails, because if you watch that whole podcast, that was a blip on the radar of the whole thing. Elon Musk was. With it the whole time, and very interesting in the interview. And it's crazy how the headlines can just take something. Now, he's Elon Musk, and he probably shouldn't be doing that. As a matter of fact, he says on the podcast, he started checking his phone, and all his friends were telling him, what are you doing?
Yeah,
And he knows that, but he doesn't care. He's freaking Elon Musk. Dude, that guy, he pretty much does whatever he wants, right?
Seems that way.
But anyway, he was talking in there a lot about artificial intelligence. You know, he's been, now that Hawking's dead, Elon has really picked up the, he's like, dude, we have got to be careful about this. And he's not like fear mongering with it. He's just like, this is, once that genie's out of the bottle, you are not putting that thing back in. And it's very scary. And we need government oversight or oversight from somewhere to watch this and make sure that everybody's doing the AI thing right, because it could be amazing, but it also could be very, 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 very bad.
We talked about it. This was a while back. It may have been like a year ago that Facebook had to shut down their AI because it was talking to other AI in a language that no one understood.
It created its own language.
It created its own language and no one could break it. So the artificial intelligence was communicating with other artificial intelligence and we had no idea what they were saying.
Now he said he said that he thought Zuckerberg was quite limited in the AI realm, even though he's talked to Zuckerberg about it. I mean, these are the guys that, dude, that MF-er Musk is smart. And he's, Rogan even talks to him about it. He's like, dude, what is it like to have your brain? And he goes, you wouldn't like it. He goes, it is a constant explosion of just
ideas.
Can't sleep. He's just constantly thinking. But he's brilliant, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really good. It was 2 hours, 37 minutes. And he is, I think, Elon Musk, he gets a lot of flack, and he should. He's had some Twitter outbursts that he should have shut up. He's made some mistakes.
Well, and the car thing hasn't really taken off, and he's kind of taking a dump, and he's going to reinvent the car business.
Yeah, but he's got, I mean, some of the ideas that he has might. It's, you know.
Yeah, it just hasn't.
But he said in 08, they were close to, Tesla was almost done.
Yeah.
But here we are 10 years later, and Tesla's doing fine. So, anyway. Anywho, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the,
what is my point here?
The porn thing and the face.
Oh, AI.
AI.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought up Elon Musk. I like Elon Musk.
And my point was talking about how scary AI it can be.
Yeah, he was. And it's very interesting to hear him talk about this stuff because it is ridiculously dangerous what could happen if we do not pay attention to what's evolving.
And it's weird because it sounds like when people talk about this, it's like very Blade Runner movie-esque and people don't really give it any kind of real thought. It seems like such a far-off problem. And then you realize how far along it really is and some of the problems that could be presented. But sometimes when a problem that is so, sounds so great and so kind of futuristic, it doesn't seem real, right? It just, there's certain things that we just don't take seriously because they seem too very movie futuristic and people don't take them seriously. And I think AI, artificial intelligence, and somehow that turning on us or end up being a bad thing, I think that's one of those that not a lot of people would take seriously. If you just ask the average dude walking around the street, hey, is artificial intelligence something that would scare you or it could be a problem? He's like, oh, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, this isn't the future. It's not Terminator. You know, this isn't Skynet.
Yeah, but you got to listen to these guys who know how it all works and what it's leading towards.
Yeah.
You know, you got to listen to the Elon Musk warnings.
Someone did ask, do you know that Tesla makes electric cars?
I do now. No, he said Tesla Max. Are those electric?
I love that you love Elon Musk, but you weren't aware 4 months ago that Tesla's cars are all electric.
No, I'm not saying I'm an Elon Musk P1. I'm just saying
Tesla was.
I'm just saying that on that podcast is really like all I've ever really seen from him. That, and I've seen a few SpaceX things, but he gets a lot of flack. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you watch that podcast with Joe Rogan, you're going to find out what Elon Musk is all about.
It's pretty impressive.
And he's just a dork. He's a nerd. He's an engineer. He even starts the whole thing by talking about how his Wikipedia page says he's like this magnate. And he's like, dude, I am not a business guy. I am a freaking dork who sits and engineers really cool ideas. Well, he got rich, and so now he can try those out. That's really all he is. He just seems pretty harmless, even though he's not, because he has so much money and he's trying so many different things. It's just, I don't know. He came across as quite sane and quite smart. And yet the headlines are all like he's breaking down because he smoked freaking marijuana. He took one puff on a podcast. It's just weird to me.
All this because we started talking about, would you want to see your own face in porn? And somehow we we ended up out here.
And
the show's amazing.
The one thing too is we always kind of joke like, oh, if movies have taught me anything. But if you watch the movies, or even if you play video games that are based on AI stuff and it turns bad, I feel like that is actually what could happen. Like, it's not just like, ha ha ha, yeah, that's a movie, so it's real. No, like if you saw Ex Machina, that could probably happen. And there's and there's games out there where you can play and the AI just like fakes being a real human and it kills you. And it's like, whoa.
I'm going to tell you though that if the gal whose name escapes me from Ex Machina, if she's the one that kills me, I'm okay with it.
Here's his point. Can I?
I love her.
Can I galvanize his point on this? It's very simple. All he said was, look, and Rogan was saying the same thing you're saying, Mike. He's like, you cannot put that genie back in the bottle. So he said, look, if you just look logically at this, humans have been around for what percentage of
very little
Earth? Like minuscule time.
Yes.
Look at how far AI has come in how little time. Okay? If you just simply common sense project,
like extrapolate it,
project any sort of improvement, why on earth would humans, knowing our limitations, knowing our capacity, why on earth would humans ever be at the top of that food chain?
Yeah, and why would we want to give rise to something that could replace us?
There's no chance that humans can keep up with that. Just think about how quickly it's come and how quickly it's just waving right by us, right?
Yeah.
In such a short amount of time, just modicum amounts of improvement, we are going to be rendered completely useless as human beings. And that's his point is, so let's monitor this. Let's make sure there's oversight with this so we don't put ourselves in a situation where we're hooped.
Well, I'm not going to say that this kind of relates to it, but I read an article not too long ago, say 6 to 8 months. Have you seen what's coming in the trucking industry?
No.
There are trucks right now crisscrossing the country that are not being driven by anybody. That this and this is not years, like decades off. This is maybe just a couple years off. That the entire trucking industry could become obsolete, and that I don't know if people realize just how big that is. And for people without a college degree, that trucking is one of the highest paying and most employable good jobs out there.
Well, look at all the trucks out there.
And they're gonna go away because of Elon Musk and a couple other people. The idea of having to have a truck driver is going to become obsolete very, very, very soon. And there just is not something that is 20, 30 years off. This is something that is around the corner and that is being experimented on all over the country right now with deliveries being made by AI, by computers.
Hey, look, somebody's got to see these things way out into the future. And it's not all of us that can see it. A dude like that, he sees it. Hawking saw it. He's dead.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to these MFers.
But think about it. What if you took, you know, if you take 1.5 million people that are all making somewhere between, you know, let's say $60,000 and $100,000 a year, and those are blue collar jobs, and they go away, well, you know, what do those people go do when their entire life has been driving truck and there's no longer a need to drive truck? It was an interesting article. I was in Rolling Stone.
Why you shouldn't hold in a fart.
I've been saying this for years.
That's next. Here's Mike. Okay, why you shouldn't hold in farts. Oh, wait, first, breaking news. Hey, I just saw this on Twitter, the tweets.
Yeah, the Twitsters.
The Twixter, yeah, that new app.
That's what my wife would
kids are doing.
My wife used to call it that. She would call it she'd be like, are you Twixting again?
There is a news report that says Florence, so that's the hurricane.
Yeah,
building up.
Off the coast of the Carolinas.
Florence now contains sharks.
Ah, now, laser sharks or just regular sharks?
Sharks have been lifted into the hurricane. It is a real-life Sharknado.
We're bound to die, right? I mean, AI is one thing, but now cougar attacks, Sharknados. Clearly, at this point, we're all going to die.
It's nuts, man.
And I, for one, would like to welcome our new shark overlords.
So this is from Newsweek.
And the Sharknado thing? Wow. If Newsweek's reporting it, it must be right.
I'd like to thank Luke Anderson for thinking of me when he saw this story, and he sent me the link.
Isn't that a bit disturbing, though, when someone sees just a story that has no real value whatsoever, and they're like, I immediately thought of you.
Hey, guys, thought of you guys. Thought you'd love this for the club. Jeffrey Dahmer stories.
I know, that happens like, all the time.
Wait, why do you think
Snopes,
of us? Oh,
Snopes says this is false.
What? What's false?
The shark thing.
Oh. How does Snopes know already?
Does Hurricane Florence now contain sharks? Rating false.
You don't know that.
Yeah, come on. Of course it does.
Mike, I choose to leave a little whimsy in my life. It's a more magical place, keeping the idea that mermaids and laser sharks and sharknadoes and the chupacabra and whatnot can all be real. Don't rain on my parade.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Ever been in a situation
yes.
where passing wind is going to be hugely embarrassing and you've had to hold in a fart?
I think we've all been there before. See a first date.
Let's face it, as you just pointed out.
Yes.
This reads, we all have.
Everyone has been in that situation before, and you try to find a way to get her out of the car or to excuse yourself for a moment in order to clear some space.
Do you ever try to sneak the SPD by?
It's so dangerous, though. It really is.
It is, but do you ever try it?
Well, sometimes you have to because there's no other option.
You got to wait for a loud noise.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Ooh, yeah. A truck driving by.
But if you're in the car, you can't blame it on anything else. At least if you're in a public spot, you can drop a, oh, man, what was that? But if you're like, if
no,
it's
you
just,
you don't even make notice of it.
If you're in a car, though, and that ends up being bad, there's nothing you can do. You try to roll down a window, you just start apologizing.
According to Newsweek, trying to hold it in leads to a buildup of pressure and major discomfort. A buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension, with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled into your breath.
What? You can have fart breath?
So it makes your breath smell bad.
Basically, yes, you have fart breath. Holding on too long means you build up the gases and they will eventually escape in other ways.
I had no idea. And by the way, who can hold on to a fart that long?
What do you mean that long?
I've done it before.
It didn't say. Like, how long?
Well, I don't know how long, but I've done it, like, on flights before.
Oh, really? On flights?
Yeah.
I let it rip.
I'll tell you what.
I just don't do it in flights. I let it be.
Flights, concerts, loud events, they're some of my favorite places because I love public farting. And I love farting as loud as I can, knowing that no one can hear it. It gives me great pleasure.
That is a great feeling.
Last night at the Foo Fighters, I'm here to tell you that there must have been 10 to 12 that I guarantee rocked that place that no one was the wiser of. And I love it. That is such a wonderful feeling. I can't believe you hold it in on a plane. Oh, no. That's a free-for-all. Just accept the fact that if you're on an airplane with me, you're walking through my jet wash the entire time.
Although, when you are off the airplane, the release... Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I won't put myself in that position.
No.
It's a very natural occurrence. Look, we all have some flatulence. I try not to smoke bomb you out of the room, but look, I gotta let it rip. Sorry.
And now you have scientific evidence as why you should.
Yeah, I don't want to breathe on you with it.
Boy,
I'd rather hit you with it from down south.
So is it worse that you get, does the fart breath? Like, how bad are we talking here? Are we talking like a slight tinge of fart breath, or are you talking the Sharknado of fart breath?
I can't imagine it's that bad. You know.
This guy says crop dusting the aisle of an airplane is one of the greatest moves ever performed. There's an art. There's an art to it. You have to walk fast, and you need to make sure that everybody gets a whiff to cover the greatest areas possible. Absolutely. And when you get hit by one at an airplane, like on an airplane, there's party that's like, oh, man. And then you're like, all right, well played. You got me with that one.
See, this says, what should you do? The next time you feel a large volume of intestinal gas getting ready to do what it does, try to move to a more convenient location. Whether you make it there or not, the best thing for your digestive health is to simply let it go.
Well, maybe we can all stop shaming one another and
that's
just accept
right.
that as part of society.
That's my point.
Because I'll tell you what.
Look, And I'll be honest, I'm being very honest here.
Yeah.
If somebody rips a fart, like let's say on an airplane, it's always a good example.
Yeah.
It really doesn't bother me that much, right? Like, I mean, it's like, okay, that smells. Yeah. And then you look around, try to figure out who maybe did it. But it's not, I mean, it goes
look
away.
Look for me laughing. You're like that guy. I think I get blamed for all the farts, whether I'm doing it or not. I think people just look at me and be like, yeah, that guy.
Is it really that big of a deal?
No, it's not.
People just get so...
It's hilarious. Like, it's something that we can all chuckle about, but it... Especially with like girls, like do you remember the first time you or your wife farted in front of one another?
I've told you this before. I've only heard my wife fart one time.
See, that's the thing. Think
about one time.
And you've been together for what?
And to this day, she's embarrassed by it.
You guys have been together what, 18 years or whatever?
Yeah, almost 20 years.
One time.
Once.
Think about how many
and
farts
me,
that she has suppressed.
Right.
For you.
Well, she's a lady.
What an awful way to go through life.
Believe me, it was a mistake, and she to this day, it haunts her.
Really? It
bothers
her
a lot.
Which means probably when she goes to the bathroom, she does it under lock and key, right?
Oh, yeah. You run the water or you go to a different bathroom in the house or you know, I know what she's doing in there, but I don't want to, I don't know. I kind of like it that she does it that way.
Wow.
I kind of want her out there just going.
Just letting
her turds rip.
I just figure, you know, at one point I'm going to be out on a date with a lovely gal and she's going to let one rip. And not be embarrassed, then I'm going to say I love you. That's what I'll know.
I think like, it's really sexy.
You know what? Let's do this. All right, let's join hands.
All right, we must roll. Coming up next, John wraps it up on The Fan. Nobody believes it.
No. The Mariners, by the way, I believe it's a 1% chance right now to make the postseason.
Oh, they're done. What are you talking about?
I saw the predictor. They got a 1% chance.
They're so toast. So
you're saying there's a chance.
Let's check in with their biggest fan, John Sicanic.
Do you think, like, first of all, I don't buy that it's that high. Second, do you think there's an actual algorithm that spits out 1%? Or does somebody making it just say, you know what, it's too mean to say 0%, so we'll give them 1. What do you think it is?
Well, it's never 0 unless they're mathematically eliminated.
Exactly. So I think there's an algorithm, but I don't think anyone really cares. Like, you could spit out any number as long as it was, like, low, and no one's going to question. Like, who is taking the time to check the math on the Mariners' chances of making the postseason?
Right. That's kind of what I was... So do you think it's really 1%, or is it, like... Four, and he just didn't want to do the math and just came up with 1.
No, I think it's less than 1%.
Yeah, I think it would actually be less.
I wonder if Elon Musk could get to the bottom of this.
Well, and the 1%, I saw this. This was maybe a week or so ago, so it may be down since then. I'll see if I can pull it up now.
No, I'm pretty sure it's less. Trust me. I think we... Exactly. We can all agree that it's less than 1% sure.
Yeah, it's actually it has dipped below 1%. It's now at 0.8.
Great. The Mariners playoff chance, the Mariners playoff drought is going to be 18 years old, and it's got a blood alcohol level of 0.8. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's over the legal limit.
It is over the legal limit, John.
But you know what?
There's still a chance.
When that thing gets down to 0.5, you guys are screwed. So, you know, this is it.
Right.
I'm trying to look at
it's unbelievable.
I'm trying to look at another team that is that's not mathematically eliminated, but still has a chance. The Nationals are at 1.5%.
Ooh, nice. Almost double. They're almost double the Mariners.
There you go. The Rays have a worse chance than you.
What? Oh, because the Red Sox. Yeah. And they're a good team.
No.
The Rays are at 0.2%.
You know what's funny about the Rays? This is kind of my favorite. Amongst the Mariner collapse, this is kind of my new favorite thing to trumpet is yesterday the Rays caught the Mariners. They have the same record now. And that's after we bought their best two players. Like in May, they gave us their best two players,
right?
Like 3 months ago, and we've gone in the tank, and they've caught us. So there's nothing more Mariner than that.
Who were the Span and the reliever?
Yeah, Denard Span and Colome, who was their closer, and both have been good. I mean, Span's been a good good player. He's hit 300 for the Mariners, and Colome has been pretty good in the setup role. But at the time, the Rays were just punting on the season, and we got their best outfielder and their closer, and it didn't matter. They'll finish with a better record than the Mariners, so that's about par for the course.
At this point, the Mariners are kind of becoming the punching bag to the point where you kind of want to keep it. I mean, not you, because you're a big fan, but it's kind of fun to watch now because you want it to happen even. So it'll happen again next year, and
yes,
it will be even worse circumstances,
yes,
that will be even more like shocking and flabbergasted. You'll be more flabbergasted next year. And I want that to keep escalating to the point where every Mariners fan had truly explodes, like to the point where it's like, oh my god, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. This team cannot make the playoffs. It was 112 and 0, and they didn't make
it. Well, at one point, they had an 11 game lead. When they had the 11 game lead over the A's, it was the same predictor. I think it was 80. I want to say it was like 84, right in that, an 84% chance with an 11 game lead, and now 0.8.
I would like to point out that about that time, I was feeling a little cautious, and I think you two guys got on me and said, you can't even enjoy this success. And I said, because I know what's coming.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
We
That's
are.
True. All right. That's have a good true. Night.
I'm sorry.
Love your body.
yeah, whatever.
By the way, it's going to get way worse before it gets any better, and it may never get better. So just warning you.
I'm prepared for that. Thank you, Isaac.
All right.
We gotta go.
Tomorrow we're out at Big's Chicken in Beaverton. Join us. Grand opening. Cool stuff and chicken. Ducks Insider Show coming up next on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
It's hard when it's that wet.
That ain't no bird.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.